Plus, who wants to get to know their neighbors? I don't want to. Look, Fatty walks around, says hi to all his neighbors and all that kind of, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to see my neighbors. So we just go to a park and we use the trail.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Like, I don't want to see Fatty. I don't want to do that.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3481. The BFO for Wednesday the 9th of June 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all all about my day, and we've got a couple of voice letters. Big Fatty! Hello, sweeteners. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your sweeteners today, because y'all, after we debuted that frequency singing about Fatty in Pooh Corner, not Pooh Corner. Fatty the Pooh. Y'all, he sent me another version. He says I was not pleased. I was not pleased with the vocals. They were harsh. They were just harsh. Y'all, I didn't think they were harsh, but y'all, he sent in another version, and I tell you what. Why don't we just play it right now so I can tell you all about my day? Yes, Big Fatty!
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood. And hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends. And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals. And he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. That famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. He loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Showing off his big old pair.
Was just lovely. It was sweet. It was very sweet. Surprised that he mentioned the puppet show instead of the ballet. Well, you know, it's just it covers the spectrum. Big Fatty, speaking of the spectrum, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon said you were quite, I don't know what exactly she said, but she said that you were quite on point or something. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and Miss Beaver said that she laughed at the picture of you in the Hawaiian outfit. Well, it's not photoshopped at all. That is totally original, never seen before. Photo over there at the BFO. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had my supper. Y'all, I had one of those, what am I trying to say? The Asian sesame bag solid. Y'all, it's just so good. But I didn't put that dressing on it. I put that Miyoko or whatever they give you at the chopping table Japanese restaurant kind of thing. It's I don't know, Mikayo Makoto or something like that. It's the ginger dressing. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. It's kind of like Big Ricky getting his clothes on or Hendrick putting his clothes on. The ginger dressing. Yes. let's see. Who else? Y'all, by the way, before I forget, I want to send a shout out to Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, and to Nancy over there in the J-Pan, Mexico, because y'all, I know that they're getting the COVID bad over there, and I know they've got the Olympics coming up here pretty soon too. So sending out good wishes to them. I hope they're doing okay. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure that there'll be an e-letter from them. We'll see. Anyway, I had that bag solid. Y'all, it's got kale in it, and you know what that means. Yes, Big Fatty, Tootapalooza. y'all, I put some of that rotisserie chicken in there with it. And y'all, it was so good. It absolutely was so good. I just couldn't believe it. y'all, I caught up on some things on the TV machine. What did I catch up on? I don't know. But y'all, I think it was Stacy in the Hillsborough that told me that Atlantic Crossing, that they're usually half-hour episodes, but they've put them together here, and that's why I was only getting the odd-numbered ones. But, y'all, there's another source, a secret source I won't mention. that source. But thank you, source, that has gotten all the numbers correct, or whatever. But anyway, y'all, so I'm going to resume watching that. Y'all, I headed to bed. What time did I head to bed? Oh, I know what I watched. Y'all, this is how you know you're old. I watched the Antiques Roadshow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and a little dish of vanilla ice cream. That just says ancient all over it. It's true. let's see. What did I do? Watched that. Y'all, I headed to bed about the normal time. And, y'all, slept like a baby. Y'all, now, I woke up a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, which is a little different. But, y'all, there was a passing shower, as they say. Those popcorn showers that was passing over here. So it was dark. I said, you know, I'm just going to roll right back over. And, y'all, I didn't wake up again until about 10 minutes to 9. Betty! And y'all, I had got up, did my Sudoku, had my coffee. Durwood had sent me another box of meat. Betty, that sounds vulgar. And in it was some poke sausage. I took that poke sausage and I made quarter pound sausage patties, and y'all, I had a couple of those with some scrambled eggs, and y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. It wasn't overly spiced. It could have used a little. I don't know what they spice up poke sausage with, but it could have used a little bit more. It was good nonetheless, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my nipple walk. Did the big circle today. And came back, got me a share. And y'all, then I decided I was going to go try to get that, have my walk-in appointment for that trusted traveler thing. And y'all, I walked in and they said, thank you for calling. And they said, we probably won't be able to get to you today, but the best times to come are 8 to 8:30 a.m. in the morning and 12:30 to 1 p.m. in the evening. And I said, thank you for calling. So, y'all, I'll go back over there at some point. then I came back here. No, I went to the Total Wine because, y'all, that Dean Bonney had posted a picture. He had posted a picture of a canned Tanqueray and tonic. And I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to give that a try. And y'all, I went to the Total Wine. They're not carrying it yet. And so I said, thank you for calling. And came on back here to the villa. And y'all, I've just been piddling around on the computer a little bit. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Herbert Fraudy, or is it Herbert Fatty? What was your Google saying? Anyway, it's Lala Lauren. Sorry if it's a little windy. I'm on my morning nipple walk. And, oh, that's some music. I hope you can hear that. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you. You've been a big, fat part of my life for a really, really long time. And I just thought you should know. So thank you. And, yeah, that's all. Have a good week.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Lauren. And Miss Lauren, thank you so much for that. But Big Fatty, she almost made you cut onions there. Y'all, that's just... y'all, that's just as sweet as it can be. It's just out of the blue. And, you know, y'all, this... We all should, take a little more time to do little things like that. Y'all, just that's that random act of kindness, y'all. And that reminds me of that saying that Mr. Rogers used to say, and it's kind of apropos here. It says, think about somebody who's helped you along the way for just 1 minute. I'm going to wait. I'm going to time you. And, Miss Lauren, thank you so much. Not only did you think you called Big Fatty, she knows you need content. She says she's been around here a long time. Well, you know, she's heard some train wrecks. Big Fatty, there's the understatement of the day. Shall we have that cross stitched on a pillow for you? You never know. Miss Lauren, thank you.
Fart pants, I was going to call my new car the old gal, but it's really not, like, sticking for me, but I haven't come up with anything else. But I bought the Wi-Fi package for it because you need it to, I mean, that's how they get you, right? Because you need it to run the TV screens in the back. So now I need to get a Roku or Apple or something like that to plug into it to... stream videos. Of course, I can't sit back there and watch them, but anyway, I love it. And I'm sitting outside and it's hot, and I have a hoodie and a t-shirt and long pants on and socks because I sit in the basement and freeze all day long while I work. But anyway, I was calling to tell you that my midlife crisis is looking pretty good, except tomorrow I go to the dentist and get a night guard. So hello.
Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And the old gal, huh? And you know, when I think of the old gal, I think of...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And the new old gal is not old because it's new. I'm old. I'm gray. I think it is gray. I'm fat. Well, it is kind of fat. It fills up a parking lot. And bald. Well, I I got nothing. I'm not sure about the restless arm syndrome, but you do love the old gal, so, you know, why not? Just let it be the old gal.
Yes, let it be the old gal.
Big Fatty, what was that? I don't know. Things just are coming out of my mouth today. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Let me just tell you, you know, Miss Bacon mentioned about going through the midlife crisis. I'm just going to tell you, since we brought up the old gal, you know, she just recently turned 65, and Big Fatty will be turning 65 in August, you know, the day after Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, the older you get, they like to remind you how old you are. Because, y'all, everything that comes in to the Villa mailbox or to the e-letters, it is about erectile dysfunction or funeral expenses or Medicare supplement or tinnitus or acorn chair lifts. Or whatever. And, y'all, it's just, I just have to kerfuffle. Because, y'all, yes, I'm old, but I don't feel it. But, you know, I've never felt 65, so this is my only point of reference. But, y'all, if this is what 65 feels like, yeah, there are a few aches and pains every now and then. But, you know, that's just part of life. But anyway, y'all, the one exception to what I just told you is, y'all, I got a thing for Father's Day. You know, Father's Day is coming up a week from Sunday on the 20th. And y'all, the Kools has sent out a flyer. Well, it's a little card. The little card says that you can get 30% off when you use your Kohl's card. It says non-transferable on here now. So, y'all, I think they've got it linked up just to Big Fatty's card. And no, Big Fatty will not make some purchases for you. Y'all, speaking of folks that like to go to the Kohl's, y'all, did you see the Brian and Junior and the Flobfro from the Burries? Y'all, they had some sort of lanai installed in front of the new compound there in the Burries. Y'all, is quite beautiful. Y'all, and did you hear that Mr. Cackle lost his mother at bingo? Betty? Well, she got away from him is what it sounds like. Well, that's probably true. But anyway, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, you've just bumbled and, oh, dear, I see, you've just bumbled and stumbled long enough. Let it in. Well, I think we can do that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, as usual, I'll be heading out for lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and then off to the Vonsies. So, Big Fatty, we love when you read the coupon. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, I'm supposed to remind you, I forgot. I'm supposed to remind you, if you're doing a little show for Pride 48 in July, go sign up now. Old Cricket Hat told me to announce that, right?
Like, I don't want to see him fatty. I don't want to do that.
Oh, well, I forgot to do it. I'll try to do better tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.